Hey, D Group leaders, I hope that you guys are doing well today. First, I want to remind you guys that this is our last teaching week of D Groups, so this week will be a regular Wednesday night, but next week on December 18th, we are going to have our end of the semester D Group Christmas parties. This year, my plan is to have all of the middle schoolers together. If you guys have other plans for your group or if you've already discussed doing something different, please let me know so I can plan accordingly and we'll be able to get the supplies that we need for that Wednesday night. We'll have pizza and we'll play some games and do some D group competitions, so it should be a lot of fun. This week, Micah is going to teach on Wednesday night, and the theme for this week is listening to God. So last week we talked about prayer and talking to God. This week we are talking about the other side of communicating to God, which is listening to God through His Word. In large group, Micah is going to focus in on the text of 2 Timothy 3, 14 through 17. It says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." So she'll read through that, and then she's going to talk through, first of all, what the word listen means. And there are three elements of that that she's really going to focus in on. First is reading, second is understanding, and third is obeying. So when we think of listening, sometimes we think of just something coming in one ear, we hear it, but we may not really meditate on it. We may not really understand it. We just hear it. But really, listening, when we think about listening to God, we have to define that as a more robust word, with reading for understanding and meaning. The goal of God's word is that we would learn from it, that we would be able to learn and understand, and then that we would obey it. So there's an application piece to listening to God as well for the believer. Then the second point that she is going to focus in on after she has fleshed out what listening means is she's going to talk about how we practice our listening skills. So during large group time, she's going to give some different strategies for Bible study, things like highlighting keywords and things like summarizing the text, things like looking for repeated ideas or phrases. She'll go through some different techniques that students may be able to use in their Bible study time. And then in small groups, you guys are going to, we're going to have a text printed for each student. The text that we're going to be using is in John 15, which talks about the vine and the branches, and Jesus is calling believers to abide in Him. And so John 15, everybody will have a piece of paper with John 15, the text that we're using, printed out. And the first thing that you're going to want to do is we'll have some colored pencils for each student. So if you'll grab those before group and then distribute, give everybody a pencil. And then as you read through the text, you're going to ask students to mark up the passage. So they're going to be underlining keywords or key ideas throughout the passage. Then once you've read through that as a group, you're going to have them go back through it and individually summarize each paragraph. You can have them do that individually, or you could put them in groups of two or three, whichever you think will be most effective for your group. So they're going to go back and summarize each paragraph in the text. They're going to do that in about one sentence, and they're just going to put that text into their own words. So we're looking for some additional comprehension here. And then after that, there are going to be some questions at the bottom of their page, and you're going to have the students answer those questions, and then you'll come together and discuss those as a group. The first is, who is speaking in this passage? And Jesus is the one speaking in the passage. The second question is, what is He calling us to do? And the thing that is repeated that hopefully students are going to see as they go through and underline repeated words and phrases is there's this command to remain, and it's consistent throughout the passage. They also may say something about love, because that is a repeated theme toward the end of the passage, but throughout we see this theme of remaining. And then the third question is, how do we do this? Well, we see in the text that one thing Jesus calls us to do is to remain in his word. So one way we remain is by being in the word of God. And then another thing that it calls us to do specifically is to remain in his love. So remembering his love for us, remembering what he has done for us. And then the fourth question is, are we able to remain because of what we have done or because of what God has done? So I want students to see in this that the reason we're able to remain in Christ is because of his sacrifice for us. It's not about the works that we have done. It is about what Christ has done and what God has done through Christ's life, death, and resurrection. Then there are a few other discussion questions that don't go specifically with the text, but the first one is, what would it take to make reading your Bible and listening to God a consistent, regular habit in your life? And the follow-up question to that is, will you commit to spend time in God's Word each day this week? The next question is, if you already spend time reading the Bible consistently, will you commit to spending more time this week in the Word? The next question is, which one of the Bible strategies that we talked about today do you think would be the most helpful to you when studying the Word? And then the final question is, how can I pray for you to continue growing in this area of listening to God through the Bible? After that, you'll spend time in your memory verses, and this week we'll wrap up Psalm 46 with Psalm 46:11. So just challenge your students over the winter break to come back and to look at Psalm 46 and to finish memorizing that. And then, as always, you'll spend time in prayer as a group. If you guys are short on time, the most important thing on Wednesday night is that application piece. So reading through the text and having the students mark up the text and answer those questions. If you don't get to questions 5 through 8, then that is totally fine. I look forward to seeing you guys on Wednesday. If you need anything, please let me know.